Warning, content may cause spontaneous combustion. We are bringing the fire with 3 sizzling episodes a week. Spice up your routine with Fantasy Tuesdays, get cozy with bedtime stories on Wednesday, and let Ashlyn unleash your wild side on Thursdays. Subscribe now. Things are about to get wicked.
Warning, this show may be highly arousing and distracting. Listener discretion advised.
Step into the shadows of my mind, where warped tales and forbidden desires collide. I'm Wicked Ashlyn, and things are about to get deliciously dark. Want to get to know the woman behind the mic? Visit wickedashlyn.com. Connect, play games, maybe even spoil me a little. For my first story, I want to tell you about the time I took my first sissy and turned him into the woman he is today. He was very nervous, and I'm going to start off saying he, because that's the start of the story. Towards the end, he will become a she. He was very nervous. He was unsure where to start, where to go, how to take it. We started chatting with each other. We started chatting and we tried to see, okay, are we a good match? And we were. After chatting, we started talking on the phone. By this time, I've had him wear his panties every single day. Then we started calling him a she. So she was wearing her panties every single day, even to work. It made her feel powerful. It made her feel the woman that she wanted to be. So she wore them to work, then to the store, and eventually there was no more underwear in her drawer, just panties and pantyhose, things that made her feel sexy, thongs, bikinis, boy shorts. She loved them all, silk, lace. It makes you feel amazing when you finally give in to that side, when you finally let go and give in. So after she got over her nervousness and started dressing up, she would change more and more for each day. Eventually started wearing a bra and panties. That was the start. But after that, we explored more options. And it got to the point to where she was dressing up to be the woman she is. She got the wig, the makeup, the panties, the bra, the skirts, the blacks, the blouses. Everything that made her feel sexy. Everything that she wanted, she craved. We made it happen because that's who she is. Now, the next part she was very nervous for, but let's face it, every woman wants to have their first cock. And I was there for her every step of the way. I sent her to a club. She danced the night away. I even let her text me throughout the night when she got nervous and she got scared. Then she decided to invite the person she met at the club back to her place. Now, she didn't tell them the truth. They knew. It was just an unspoken bond between them. And she knew it. She told me that. They're back at her place. She's nervous. She's texting me. I'm talking her through it. And eventually, she relaxes and sucks her first cock. She told me it made her feel amazing. Sucking that first cock. It makes you feel powerful. Because you know, it's your lips that's making him come. It's your lips that's getting him off. And there's a powerful feeling behind that when you finally give in to that side of you and just do it. And she loved it. To this day, she is still sucking those cocks. And was able to expand it. She loves it. She loves taking a cock in her anal pussy. She wears her chastity devices. And she is the woman who she craves to be. And that was her final transformation. Everyone in her life knows about her. Doesn't hide the fact that she dresses as a woman. Doesn't hide the fact that she wants to be the woman she is today. And you know, if you want to go through this transformation with me, I'm there with you every step of the way as we go through your transformation. We don't have to take it that far. You don't have to be a woman 24/7. I know some of you like to just do it in their free time, or just to do it when they go to the club, or just to do it when they suck their first cock. We take what you want and make it happen. I want to take your fantasies, your desires, and turn them into what you want them to be. If this is something that you're interested in, if this is something that you've been curious about, message me. Let's explore it together. I will help you become the woman you want to be. I will help you become the sissy you want to be. Even if you don't want to dress up, even if you don't want to be a woman, and you just want to be able to take that first cock and suck it until it explodes into your mouth, message me. I will be happy to help you get over that hurdle and finally suck that one cock that you want. Turn you into the cock-sucking slut you want to be. So go to my website, wickedashlyn.com, and connect with me. Let's do this. Let's make your fantasies a reality. Now, I'm going to let you in on a secret that I do not have advertised on my website. Did you know you can talk to me for 8 minutes for free if you have never used Night Flirt? Go to the call/chatme link on my website, wickedashlyn.com. Click on the Night Flirt advertisement banner. Night Flirt will give you 3 free minutes. Then once you sign up and you get your 3 free minutes, send a message to me through Night Flirt. My name on there is the same, Wicked Ashlyn, that you have signed up from the podcast, and I will send you 5 additional minutes. And that way you can talk to me for free. Be sure to let me know that you signed up from the podcast. Otherwise, you won't get your minutes. I have my first sissy confession, and it is delicious. Now, if you have a confession you would like to make, please go to wickedashlyn.com and confess. But let's read our first confession. I'm a sissy gay boy and I like being humiliated. I fucking like it when I get naked for men and they just laugh and tease me for not having a dick but a clitty. It really excites me when they come all over my face and take pictures to further humiliate me. I hate it when guys act all horny for me and want to get dirty with me. It ruins the whole fantasy. I like to be humiliated, used, and treated like the slut I am. I get off on feelings of embarrassment. I like looking stupid when I'm naked, dancing, shaking my booty, and walking around on all fours for attention. I just love the feedback of laughter and mockery from real men. I don't know why I love this kink, but I think about it every single day. That was our first confession. Wasn't it just absolutely delicious and wicked? If you have your own confession and you would like to get it on this podcast, just look for the confession link under podcast on wickedashlyn.com and I will be sure to read it on the show. Make sure everyone in this confession is 18 or older, otherwise it will be blocked. Doesn't have to be about sissy, doesn't have to be about gay, any type of confession you have. Let's hear it. Let's get wicked. Let's enjoy it together. The second story is about me. Yes, it's a very wicked and naughty story about me. So I am very, how do I put it? I love sex. Can't get enough of sex. My sex drive is through the roof and I just love it. So anyways, I actually had to teach myself how to come. I love vibrators. This was a long time ago that this, and I learned vibrators drive me wild. Now, Damien, as everyone knows, is my husband and he can make me come. There's nothing like having a vibrator against your clit. Just drives me wild. I absolutely love it. Well, the first time this happened to me was recently. We were playing with the vibrator and he has gotten to the point where he edges me for a bit. In fact, it has driven me so wild before that I've actually bit him because it made me mad he wouldn't let me come. So I bit him and he learned that when I'm ready to come, I mean business. I want to come. I love coming. Well, the other day we were playing and he was edging me as usual and I was about to get really pissed off at him. And he continued. I just felt this urge to burst. It felt so good. I actually felt like I was going to explode. And I did. I squirted for the first time ever. And it was hot. It was amazing. Like I've never done it before. And now I can't get enough of it. The wildness that makes you feel the wickedness. I mean, I just completely love it. And it drove me wild. And it just made me even more sex happy. When I mean my sex drive is high, it's high. I can come at least 10 times in a night, if not more. So I'm very wild, very wicked. It just, like I said, when you're squirting for the first time, it feels amazing. It makes you want it more and need it more and crave it. And I do. In fact, just talking about it right now has made me super hot, super wet, and super horny. So definitely gonna have to play a little bit after this. Well, now that I need to calm down a bit, I just want to remind you, don't forget that you can talk free for 8 minutes to me, and we can definitely talk more about this if you want, or we can talk about anything you want. 8 free minutes, that's plenty of time to prime the pump and let me help you finish it off. And I will. And go to my chat/call link on my website, wickedashton.com. Click on that Night Flirt banner and sign up with that link. You get your 8 free minutes to talk to me. We can explore things together. I can help you live out your fantasies. I want to be able to help you find out what you desire, what you deserve, what turns you on, and let's explore it together. I love pushing you close to your limits. You will love it. Trust me. And of course, if you would like to learn more about me as a mistress, visit wickedashton.com. There you can find the kinks and fetishes I support, how to call me, the games we can play together, and my favorite part, the ways you can spoil me. If you like what you hear, be sure to subscribe to this podcast. And this one was a little bit shorter than normal, but it's going to get hotter. It's going to get wetter. It's going to get more dirty, and it's going to get delicious. And as always, keep wicked, because I know I will be.